LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We have been dipping down occasionally to hear what's going on in the Houston area in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey on this Wednesday afternoon, September the 6th. We'll do the same. Joining us to bring us an update on relief efforts, even as they barely begin after Hurricane Harvey, Dr. Scott Murray. He's pastor of Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, and second vice president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Scott, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be on the program with you, Todd.
I know that it took quite some time for you even to get back to the Houston area after Harvey struck, but when you came back kind of there in your parish at Memorial Lutheran in Houston, how would you say your parishioners have been directly affected?
Well, we have about a dozen families whose homes flooded during the flooding from the storm. Some of them, of course, flooded at the time of the deluge itself. Some flooded when it became necessary to release more water from overtaxed reservoirs for fear that the levees would break. And if the levees had broken, there would have been cataclysmic flooding all downstream from the reservoir. So we've got people who still have water in their homes because the waters have not receded because of this release from the reservoirs. We have people whose streets are so badly flooded that even though the water has receded from their homes, there's no electricity in the home and there's no way to stay there. And then they have difficulty, for example, getting relief supplies into their home because there aren't sufficient boats or kayaks or whatever people are using to stay out of the floodwaters because they're contaminated, but still be able to move supplies from a dry spot into the neighborhood through streets that are still flooded to 3 feet deep in some places, and then to the home that's now dry. But, of course, it's had its sheetrock pulled out, insulation pulled out, carpeting pulled out, and furnishings, of course, all thrown out. And in many cases, of course, valuable things like keepsakes and family photos and so on, just totally ruined by the floodwaters in the aftermath.
So it sounds like the common denominator here is those who have been directly affected by the flooding there after the hurricane and the damage done are displaced.
In many cases, they are, although in my congregation, I don't know anyone that wasn't able to find either a friend to stay with, a fellow parishioner, or some of them are in hotels. We had kind of a normalcy meal on Sunday evening for a family that's been in a hotel for about a week and a half in our home so that they got just a taste of normalcy. This is one of the goals of the congregation, is trying to return to normalcy as quickly as we can, because it helps to give people that sense that things are going to get better. So, of course, divine service on Sunday was conducted in the way it was planned, you know, months ago. Now, the sermon was different, of course, because we had to speak about the tragedy of flooding. The other thing that we've done is we started school today here in our school, whereas the local public schools won't start at least for another week. And then when they do, they may be going into a situation where children are either bused to far schools because their school is flooded, or that they'll be in a school that's going double shifts. So there'll be an early shift and a late shift for educating public school students because of the damage to the public schools.
That kind of gets us into indirectly affected by Harvey and its aftermath. I've heard about gas prices, about supplies of food at grocery stores, all of those kinds of things. How would you describe that situation for the average person down there?
Well, as far as I can tell, most of that's been remediated. Gas has gone up, 20 or 30 cents, something like that. Nothing terribly shocking. I think there's been more gas available over the last few days. I mean, if you filled up your tank before the hurricane, which we certainly did, wasn't a problem. So I don't see that right now as an issue. Where you have a little more trouble is a place where the homes have been stranded by flooding. In other words, where the whole neighborhood is surrounded by water, but where the homes themselves never flooded, there's some difficulty then, having food in the neighborhood. Well, you either have to have a boat bring it, or, you have semi-trailers coming in if there's actually a grocery store in the neighborhood supplying the store. But those kinds of situations are certainly decreasing here.
Have any of the sister congregations of Memorial been affected? The congregations, not just the individual parishioners, but the churches themselves?
I believe that there has been some damage, certainly, to some of our congregations. And so that's also a concern. It makes it difficult for congregations to provide, the necessary care for people, if they're working on pulling, wet sheetrock out of a congregational building or something like that. We had some flooding here back in our early childhood wing, but it's the kind of thing that's quite minor, relatively speaking, and, just an irritant. So we were able to get, up and running almost immediately.
Dr. Scott Murray is our guest. We're getting an update on relief efforts after Hurricane Harvey on this Wednesday afternoon, September the 6th. He's pastor of Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, and second vice president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We'll be right back with him after the break.
I bet you didn't know that the teaching of Latin in schools is making a comeback. Latin? Really? Isn't that a dead language? Well, take a look at what studies say about how well Latin students do on a test like the SAT. Memoria Press's Latin program will revolutionize your students' vocabulary, knowledge, and their understanding of grammar. And there is no better subject for teaching critical thinking skills. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR.
LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
Your lifeline to the Lutheran worldview. You're listening to Issues Etc.
As Christians, we need to be clear about the world's depraved dicta on human sexuality. It's good to be clear about what we're against, but there's more to the story. There has to be.
Dr. Scott Murray talking about his presentation at the 2017 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
The God-given gift of holy marriage with all of its blessings and benefits must be encouraged and extolled among us. God's gift of marriage teaches that sex is not for us, but for the other, and for the other alone. Exclusive heterosexual monogamy is God's way. It's the best way. Especially for our own children and grandchildren, Christians have to build the case for God's gift of marriage.
You can meet and hear Dr. Scott Murray, Making the Case for Christian Marriage, November 10th and 11th in Houston, Texas. Learn more at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're getting an update on Hurricane Harvey and the relief efforts afterwards. Dr. Scott Murray, pastor of Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, and second vice president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is our guest. Dr. Murray, I understand that we are good to go because Memorial will be hosting the November Issues Etc. Making the Case conference on the 10th and 11th of that month.
That's correct. We're Lutherans, we're Texans, and we're tough. We're going to put it all together so that it'll be just fine to have that conference. And again, as I said earlier, our goal is to strive toward normalcy in this parish as quickly as we can, because what it does is it does give people comfort to go back to those routines that they find helpful and supportive, because it is full of Christ and forgiveness and life and salvation and all those things that strengthen us in the midst of a crisis like this.
You talked about kind of the primary goal is to provide an opportunity for completely disrupted lives and to return to normalcy. What other kind of efforts do you see bubbling up within your congregation and elsewhere?
Sure. Well, I mean, I can speak personally about what our congregation is doing and has done. First of all, our people went to their fellow members and also to their neighbors, people not related to our church, and helped them tear sheetrock out, pull out wet carpeting, help put furniture on the side of the road, and then help them clean with bleach and other disinfectants to get all the filth, really, that goes into a house that's been flooded like this. The big project that our young people did here is they produced hot meals starting on, I believe it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, really through the weekend. And because what we found was, especially first responders, in many cases, had not been properly fed. So just as an example, one of our members who had helped prepare meals took trays of hot food to a firehouse to the south of our location. And when he arrived, the first responders were delighted. And they actually said that, you know, they had snacks and cookies, and, you know, people brought them sweet things as a way of thanking them for their service, but they hadn't had a decent hot meal all day. So there they are trying to help people, rescue them, and so on, sort of fueled on cookies or something like that. So they were delighted to get, we served them ham and potatoes and green beans, and they were thrilled to have that.
Now, you were actually out of town when Harvey struck, weren't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was an inadvertent refugee. I was preaching for a church in Marysville, Washington, Messiah Lutheran Church in Marysville, Washington, for their 60th anniversary of their founding. And so it was frustrating being there and, you know, of course, being able to watch the Weather Channel and all the news reporting and being unable to do anything about it. Now, I mean, I think even being here, I would have been unable to do anything about it, but it seemed more frustrating to be elsewhere. And it actually took me until, Saturday morning to get back here to Houston. In the meantime, my parish had performed very well in serving each other and keeping things together. I'm always glad to see that labor occur without my making the list of things people have to do.
So it took you almost a week to get
well,
back?
More than a week. Yeah. Well, I mean, I went out to Washington State on Friday morning. Not quite sure, you know, whether I should be going or not going, but I committed myself to do this preaching. And so I was in a situation where our service here in Houston was canceled because the city didn't want people out in this terrible weather. And then I was preaching for another congregation all the way across the country. And then my return trip kept getting canceled till finally I had to go to St. Louis for another meeting, and so what I did is I flew Seattle, Chicago, St. Louis, and then was able to get home St. Louis, Houston on Saturday morning.
Just talk about how Lutherans are uniquely suited with this, with sound theology, with a clear understanding of God's unconditional mercy toward us in Jesus Christ, so that we can turn and show the same unconditional mercy with about a minute.
Sure. We have a theology of mercy. And what that means is that, and I'll give you a specific example from our own parish. Our folks took hot meals to the Red Cross, and the Red Cross said, oops, we can't receive food that's been prepared, out of our control. And almost immediately across the street from the Red Cross, there was a Pentecostal church that had refugees in it. And so our team simply took the food across the street to the Pentecostal church and said, have you guys had hot food? And they said, no, we haven't had enough food. And so we were able to feed these people. It's irrelevant to us as Lutherans in the kingdom of the left, in this human need, who we're feeding or taking care of. They're humans, we're humans, and Christ has freed us to be of service to our neighbor. That's our vocation, that's our calling. And so this isn't anything alien to our theology. It's, in fact, integral to it that we have the opportunity to feed those around us who are in need, irrespective of their theological commitments or otherwise.
With about 30 seconds here, Dr. Murray, what can we do to help?
Well, I would say pray. I would say also talk to your friends who are in the hurricane-affected area. Call them on the phone, encourage them, be positive with them. They are grieving, suffering, they're facing trials, but we believe the Word of God strengthens people and enables them to be built up in the holy faith in the midst of trials. I would also say contribute to LCMS disaster relief, which they can do at lcms.org. It's very worthwhile. We look forward to working together with disaster relief people. They team with congregations and help with the needs that are there. And so you can help that by supporting LCMS disaster relief.
Folks, learn more about Hurricane Harvey relief efforts at lcms.org/Harvey. You can donate by calling toll-free 888-930-4438, or you can text LCMS-Harvey to 41444. Dr. Scott Murray is pastor of Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, and second vice president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Scott, thank you very much for your time. Keep up the good work.
Thanks so much, Todd. You too.
Tomorrow, it's a media coverage of Religion with Terry Mattingly, Christ in the Old Testament with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, and we'll respond to Roman Catholic Proof Text with Pastor Stephen Parks. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.